Gila just blessed the beat. Hey everybody, this is Sean on the Songbird.
And this is Shahari.
And welcome to another episode of Why the Songbird Sings. Shahari, what has been up with you? What's been going on?
I don't know. Things. My parents came and they got my house in kingdom order, if you would say. My dad put up some blinds. He put up blinds in all the windows, and they fixed my mailbox. It was leaning. They got like a hole digger. See, I didn't know what a hole digger was. They got a hole digger, fixed the mailbox. I did half of it, but you know, my mailbox got ran over and I had to fix it. But I kept the post. So we got a new post, a hole dug, because there was concrete in the ground. So they cemented it into the ground, but the mailbox was completely broken. So as far as the post part, I just put it back in the ground. It was leaning. It was leaning, moving with the wind, you know. So he got a new one, and now it's upright in the ground. He fixed my toilet. He fixed, he hung up my TVs. He, house is in kingdom order. And last week was concert week, so I was working all week last week. It's pretty good. So that was exciting. I wasn't expecting that. I thought they were just going to come to the concert, but they came to the concert. But they came and did all that too. So that's my big news as far as what's happening since the last time. What about you?
Nothing much. I have been just going through just a whirlwind of emotions, I would say, since the last time that we recorded, which brings us to the topic for later on today, which is about grief and dealing with grief and whatnot. And I lost a really close friend of mine not too long ago. And yeah, between that and me having some like weight loss issues and with all these current bills that are coming out that like affects like interracial couples, that affects queer people, I'm like, this is just too much. I am just overloading with, I don't know how to describe the feelings. Some feelings of sadness, some feelings of anger. Sometimes it's like a mixture of both. Sometimes it's almost, I don't want to say I'm ever hopeless, but my brain kind of goes into like a what if extreme, because I feel like a lot of stuff I'm seeing are like extremes. So I'm just like, well, what if they decide to take it this step? You know, how would it be? How will I be affected in this, then the third? So it's been quite an emotional journey for me these past few weeks. But I have been able to get out of that sinkhole. I thank God for that. And yeah, and I've just been doing aerial stuff and gonna start doing some videos and some singing stuff and stuff like that soon. So that's my update.
Okay, sorry to hear all of that. I'm only aware of one of those things you just talked about. But yeah. So glad you got it off your, you at least let someone know about it, and you got off your chest a little bit, I guess, ever so gracefully. Yeah, we can talk about that later. Okay. So it sounds like a good time for, if that's everything, because I guess we'll dive into that later in the episode. So it sounds like a good time for your reflections. Get some more stuff off your your open chest.
Don't talk about my chest, okay?
Well, it's for the world.
I am at home. Only you can see it.
That doesn't mean.
And
thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyways. Oh my God. Anyways. What is it that I'm feeling? Tears can't stop falling. Songs keep flowing into my mind. My screams at times seem silent but so loud. And my heart is heavy. With each breath, my chest tightens and my brain races with memories and visions of what could have been. I repeatedly hear your voice singing sweet tones and melodies that make me scream, "Sing, bitch!" Your laugh, your smile, and your words of wisdom I realize have been taken away from this mortal world to the celestial planes. There are several moments I see and hear stories of a man going around taking names. He's slowly easing in the back of the room, waiting to ring his bell to walk our loved ones to the next land. I've seen him come and stand behind someone and whisper in their ear, gently pressing on their chest. He pulls them to the other side to wait their moment of judgment. It will be time for you one day and for me, and we have to see how the process works. Until then, we cry. We laugh. We scream. And maybe swing. But it's a part of our natural cycle and will always be a pain that will reoccur. We simply have to allow ourselves to sit and take on the waves of grief, however they may come. Sincerely, Shauna Kelly.
So it, that reflections. What exactly were you talking about with that one?
With this reflections, I was just talking about just I was talking about my moments of grieving when I heard about the bad news and the passing and everything, just how I was feeling and what I felt. And on top of that, I see lots of death at work and everything. And so it's like I deal with it at work, and it kind of and it's like it's a balance of me not being numb to it and also not being overly affected by it, while in the process I was also grieving and dealing with that at the same time. So it was a very interesting combination of I'm working and I'm grieving, I'm having these mood swings and these fluctuations, and then next thing I know, I'm over here helping withdraw care on someone at the same time, and me seeing their families begin their grieving process or see them in a part of the grieving process, because some people start the process early before we actually terminate the or withdraw, I'll say, the care from someone. So it's just like those moments where I'm still trying to heal and I'm trying to process, but also I'm over here pulling the ET tube, the tube out of someone's mouth and taking them off life support at the same time. It's just like, for me, it's just a constant thing to deal with. So I was just like, well, let me write about this experience, because for me, it's kind of like, I see it with people that I love, what I love, and then I also see it, like I said, at work. So that's what pretty much the reflections was covering.
Got you. So did that help you release any of that so you can continue to...
Yeah, definitely. Every time I write a reflections, it helps me. It does help. It is therapeutic for me to like kind of like release things, whether it's like tension that I've never stated, or it was just something internalized, or yeah. And then it's like another feeling when I turn around and actually like start reading the reflections out loud and start releasing them to the public. Is another form of release for me. It's like a double whammy. It's writing it, I'm all in my head, I'm trying to craft my words in a way to where I can feel satisfied that I have told the story or have given the message how it needs to be given. And then when I turn around and speak it, it's another release, because now it's not just internalized, it's not just written and just for me to see in my phone or for me to see in my iPad or whatever. It's now released to the world and released away from me and released from me. Now, does that mean that I'm going to stop having moments of grief, and I'm going to stop having moments where I feel overwhelmed by death and the thought of death and this and the third? No, it does not. However, it does alleviate some of that pressure, some of that heaviness, some of that morbid gloom that comes with a lot of seeing that a lot.
Okay. That is good that you're releasing. I guess this is a time where it's just hard to not get affected by everything that's happening at this time, since you've seen a lot of death. And then you had that personal close friend that died also. So it's good that you started you have some type of system set up to help you let go of some of that, so you don't get you don't get stuck in it. But yeah, that was
Because let me tell you, I was getting tired. I was like, I told my partner, I was like, I'm sick of feeling like this. I feel like I need to be on the next phase by now. But it wasn't. It wasn't time for me to be. I wasn't done yet. So it's just like, it's a thing. We'll talk more about it as we go into the discussion part. So let's go ahead and step into some words of light.
Yes, words of light. This is the words of light segment with Shahari. As far as today, you deal with people, unless you stay entitled day, you deal with people most days. And lately, people have been getting on my nerves, as they usually do. Some people do. So we're going to talk about the fruits of the spirit, and we're going to do some prayers for the fruits of the spirit on today. And it just helps you keep your kingdom sanity, because we are separate from the world and we don't want to react like the world reacts to everything. So despite when somebody gets on your nerves, you're still able to smile. People will describe me as someone who smiles all the time. Sometimes I'm smiling, I don't even realize that I'm smiling. But to be honest, my resting face, I look like I'm ready to kill somebody. So that's my rest. My resting face is that chronic bitch face. Like, it's terrible. So I worked in customer service retail.
I don't like you.
For like 6 years, and you can't work in customer service and look like you're ready to kill somebody every day. Nobody wants to help you. Nobody wants to be helped by you, you know? So I guess that's why I learned to kind of smile more. But now it's like I smile too much. But to be honest, people think the smile is for them. Like, it's not for y'all. It's for me to just keep myself happy and joyful, because y'all are about to try me and try to suck the peace out of my space for a minute. So yeah, I'm gonna prepare myself, because I have peace that you cannot take away. So this is coming from in Our Daily Bread. I think it was an email they sent me. Let me find it. So here. It's 9 prayers to help you cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. If you live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Galatians 5:25. If you consider yourself a follower of Jesus, then the Holy Spirit is always with you, equipping you to live a life that honors God and encourages others. But although we have access to the Spirit at all times, living a Spirit-filled life involves intentionally seeking God every day. When we allow God's Spirit to convict, challenge, and change us, He transforms the ways we think and act. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Galatians 5:22-23. The fruits of the Spirit are distinct yet interconnected together. They prove that we are allowing God to shape every part of our lives. The choices you make will always mirror what you are allowing to direct and guide your heart. So right now, take a moment to reread Galatians 5:22-23 and ask the Holy Spirit to show you what areas of your life you need Him to transform. Then when you're ready, pray the following prayers with us. As far as what I need right now, is, and what Shauna needs right now, is joy and peace. Okay, so right now, things that I would need most and what Shauna seems to need at this time is joy and peace, and maybe some patience to so that we can wade the storm and that we can wait to be vindicated for the mess that people do, and to just know that God is in control. But of course, we also have to pray over our situations and don't just say that God's in control. He works through us. So when we're in our situations, make sure that we are active and don't just let it happen. Find some scriptures to help pray over that situation. So here are the 9 prayers. You can pray them with me. It's good to, we need all 9 of these anyway. So here are the 9 prayers. So let's pray them with me. A prayer for love. Father God, thank you for showing me what true love looks like. Please perfect me in your love by showing me the parts of my life that are not in line with your Holy Spirit. Show me where I am selfish, self-serving, and easily angered, so that I can surrender those things to you and allow you to replace those traits with your selfless love. Transform me into someone who loves others just like you love me. In Jesus' name. A prayer for joy. God, thank you for giving me constant access to your presence. Because you are always with me, I can experience true joy at all times. Although the joy you give isn't based on my circumstances, I don't always live a life marked by joy. Too often, instead of trusting you, I let my problems dictate my reactions. Please forgive me. Fill me with your joy and peace, so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, I may abound in hope at all times. Help me to live a life marked by undefeatable joy. In Jesus' name. A prayer for peace. Father God, I often find myself overwhelmed by circumstances that are beyond my control, and I'm easily distracted by things that don't matter. Please forgive me for not consistently placing my trust in you. Even when I am faced with intense situations, you are still with me. You are the creator of peace, and I can have access to your peace-filled presence whenever I draw near to you. So instead of silencing your Holy Spirit when I start to feel anxious or discouraged, help me to make room in my heart and mind to experience the peace you freely give. In Jesus' name. A prayer for patience. Holy Spirit, create in me a clean heart that seeks the best in others. Help me to show empathy and compassion to everyone, and to do so with gentleness and respect. When people or circumstances don't meet my expectations, empower me to show grace and understanding. Help me to see my situations from your perspective so that I can rejoice at all times and show patience when needed. In Jesus' name. A prayer for kindness. God, thank you for continually showing me your steadfast love and mercy. You are so good. Lord, I frequently find myself easily angered, hurt, or offended. Please change the way I think and behave. It is through your Spirit that I am forgiven and empowered. So today, I invite you to guide me, direct me, and show me how to display kindness to others as you have displayed kindness towards me. A prayer for goodness. Holy Spirit, there is nowhere I can run to escape your presence. You won't give up on me because you are too kind to leave me the way you found me. You guide me, counsel me, and show me the paths that lead to life. Today, make me more aware of your goodness so that I can share your goodness with others. In Jesus' name. A prayer for self-control. Holy Spirit, let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. I don't want to grieve you by living in a manner unworthy of the calling you've placed on my life. Instead, I want to live a disciplined, thoughtful life because I know this honors you. So when I am tempted to give in to anger, selfishness, or pride, help me to consider others as better than myself, and allow me to do this with humility and grace. I surrender control of my life to you, in Jesus' name. A prayer for faithfulness. God, you make all things beautiful in their proper timing. Nothing is too hard for you to accomplish. You are faithful to keep your promises, but so often I forget this and grow discouraged when my situations don't seem to change. In those moments, it's easy to forget that you are not done working. Through your Holy Spirit, please change the way I think and behave. When I start to grow weary, help me to remember that you are with me. You are faithful, and you have given me everything I need to live a faith-filled life today. In Jesus' name. A prayer for gentleness. Holy Spirit, help me pay close attention to the ways that you call me by name and draw me closer to you. And as you do that, show me how to live in a manner worthy of the calling you've given me. Help me to not do anything with selfish ambition, but instead show me how to consider others as better than myself. Rather than seeking to immediately correct the wrongs I see in other people, let me first bring my concerns to you and allow you to direct my response. Let the conversations I have with others be filled with gentleness and respect so that nothing in my life detracts people from seeing you through me. In Jesus' name, amen. So, those were your 9 prayers of the fruits of the Spirit. I pray that you receive them and apply them to your life. And know that whatever happens, don't just let it happen. Pray about it, find a scripture for it. You have more power than you realize. And God works through you. The Holy Spirit works through you. He is with us on the earth, and he works through his vessels. So don't just let life happen to you. Yes, that was your Words of Light segment on today with Shahari. Please go forth and prosper.
Yes. We better prosper in these streets. I needed that. That touched me. Well, we have a few minutes to hit up the discussion of grief. So my first question to you is, how do you personally deal with grief, Shahari?
Personally, I probably typically have one good hard cry by myself. As far as when it hits me, and sometimes it isn't. That cry doesn't happen immediately. Sometimes it doesn't happen at all. I just feel the loss or whatever has happened. So it's not always loss. Sometimes it's you're just sad because of a situation, or you're frustrated because you're like, how did this happen? Why is this happening? So how I deal with it, I guess I prepare myself daily by my daily seek with the Lord every day. And through that, I'm not as moved and swayed by every situation as I once was, because I've, you know, you get that full armor of God in Ephesians 6, 14 through 19, 14 through 18. Then you get Psalm 23, you pray over that every day. He takes care of you. He's there for you. Because lately, as far as grief, I haven't felt grief in a while. I did lose my grandma earlier this year. She was, I don't know how old she was. She was close to 90 or over 90 something. But whenever I heard that she had died, the first thing that came to mind was when I was once sick. I was sick. I was throwing up by a stomach bug. It was in the summer. I was like in fifth grade. And I had been sick all day. I had lain in the bed, and my sweet auntie just came in there, and she prayed in the spirit. She prayed in the tongues. And I remember that song, "I'm So Glad They Prayed For Me, I'm So Glad." And that's how I remember my grandma to this day. I remember that she prayed for me that time when I was sick and I felt better. I took that blue medicine my other grandma gave me, and then my great-grandma prayed for me, and I felt better. So as far as grief, prepare yourself daily and put the full armor of God on you every day, and release it. Release your situation to Him. And then if you have someone else that's, you know, in person who's there with you, talk to them, someone you can trust and who can handle whatever you need to let go, so that you release it in some type of way. Don't just hold on to it. Even if you think you're talking to yourself, he'll talk to yourself about it. Release it in some type of way, so that it doesn't weigh you down. But that is what I do as far as how I think I've been handling grief, as I prepare myself daily with my daily seek. That's what I would say is what I do. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. And I love the fact that you, you're constantly you're actively seeking help for it throughout the whole process. Because I feel like for some people, we don't always seek that type of comfort throughout the entire process of grief. I know many of us have been aware of the 7 stages of grief, which typically are shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, and then you actually processing. And the fact that these stages, you know, they don't always come in order. And sometimes we will do a combination of two at, I don't want to say at the same time, but like back to back, and then jump around and this and the third. And so the fact that you are finding that you find something that is constant to kind of ground you for that process, I feel like it's beautiful, because I feel like some people only try to find that grounding at the end when they start to get to acceptance. I feel like a lot of people find it hard to have that grounding during those other moments. Cause even when you was the same, like the denial and the anger part, like you still was just like, you know, I go to my word, I go to my devotion, I go to prayer about the situation. And I feel like that is a major thing people need to try to incorporate into their lives when dealing with, well, not necessarily just dealing with grief, but just dealing with anything. Mm-hmm. Just trying to have that ground structure to where no matter where you move, you know where your center is.
Yeah, it does keep you, because a lot of people are easily, they just moved by the wind every time something happens, and I refuse. That sounds chaotic. I need stability. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would say for me, it's definitely prayer, because outside of like what I do already daily and whatnot, when I feel too out of control, that is when I feel like I go to him more, because I feel like he allows me to be kind of centered and kind of be planted. And when I feel like I am just like too far gone, or if I feel like I cannot pull my emotions together, I cannot pull my mind together, then I just go to him and just be like, hey, your girl is doing too much at this moment. Outwardly, people may not see what is happening, but on the inside, I am crumbling, and I need you to like gather me, and that's pretty much like how I am when it comes to like more on like the religious side of things. But then like I feel like after I do that, that's when I start going into memories, like to help me like deal with the situation, like memory, like fond memories of the individual and everything. And every now and then, like, I feel like it's natural for you to have a, you know, well, what if they were still here years later, this, that, and the other. Like, the friend who passed, we for the longest talked about, like, when I get married, she was going to be one of my bridesmaids. And we had a running joke because she had a friend of hers that had her in her wedding party and then turned around and was like, psych, you're not in it anymore. And so she was like, you're not going to do me like that, are you? I was like, nah, girl, you're going to be up there standing on my side singing, because you know I'm going to have y'all singing at my wedding. And that thought does come up and just be like, And then I stop thinking about like what could have happened. And I think about the times that we spent together and all the phone conversations, talking shit and everything else. She loved her some you, because she'd be like, he's so sweet. And I'm like, girl, bye. Girl, bye. This motherfucker be putting me through turmoil and distress.
Same.
Shahari be getting on my nerves.
Same.
and we always laugh and just have a good time. And so like those kind of things come. And then also I feel like for in the past, I've handled grief by doing acts of service, you know, just like just going out and just like just doing something or giving to an organization that person reminded, you know, like that relates to that person. I feel like sometimes performing an act of service in the honor of that person can sometimes help and soothe your soul, because just like their memory is their physical being is gone, but their memory and their presence is not, because it is now with you, and you are now carrying their memory and their presence with you until you go, and hopefully you can be an influence to somebody else to help them do something for someone else and whatnot. So oftentimes I recommend sometimes acts of service to kind of just help, you know, help you help someone in the honor of that person as well. So it's a lot of things that can be done outside of, you know, you're crying, you're stomping, you're screaming, you're punching, and the reflections, that's what the swinging was. Just everyone should know.
Throwing an axe.
You know, sometimes you might want to punch things out. Okay. Baby.
I ain't have done it, but.
Turn around and shooting beer cans off of a log. I don't know what else you want to do, but you know, all those things can help release some of that tension and everything. And as long as you're doing everything in a controlled way, in a centered way, in a grounded way that is safe and healthy, then you'll get through it and just continue to, you know, find your solid ground, find your rock, find your center, find whatever, what's the word, deity or anything adjacent to help bring you back from your extremes. And I feel like you should be okay.
You should be okay.
Well, it is around that time for you to get ready to go. Do you have anything else to add to this before we
sign off? Yeah, as far as your foundation, whatever you decide to make it to be, it needs to be something solid. Something that's also unchanging. So, just want to let that, put that in there. But that was all I had to. That's all I have for that. Thank you for this discussion, Shauna. I've lost you again. But yeah, that's all I had. Thank you for this discussion, Shauna. It was a good time. Hopefully we released some things, we prayed over some things, and we're going to keep living.
Amen. All right. And speaking of keep on living, while you're living and you're on social media, go at us on Facebook at Why the Songbird Sings Podcast. Hit us up on Instagram at Why the Songbird Sings Pod, Why the Songbird Sings. Gmail at the Why the Songbird Sings Podcast at gmail.com. Twitter and TikTok. You can if you want to. Official WTSS Pod and WTSS Pod for the TikTok. I will be start posting different videos and content on those. On those platforms coming soon. I've just been really busy. We've been really busy with like dance and with Ariel and with just also like trying to be regular human beings, regular couple, and being a responsible adult with working. So the videos and stuff will come, but when they do, I hope you guys enjoy them. And to reach out to us with any ideas, with any points to talk about, if you would like to even be on the show and speak with us about something, you know, I'm definitely open to that, depending on what your situation might be. Because I'm not going to talk to no weirdos. And yeah, so I will say, until next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Reflection. 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 Reflection.